As Johnny looked over the ball and down the lane to the pins, she realized that bowling might be her third favorite thing to do. She had to admit it was a bit surprising because bowling, the definition of control and consistency, was very different than her second favorite thing to do, which was working on classic cars. She loved getting dirty and having to solve problems because each engine, despite being like other engines, was an individual and would have unique quirks, a lot like people. And bowling had nothing in common with her most favorite thing to do. No, bowling was the epitome of body control and repetition. In all her favorite things, she needed to concentrate, but in bowling, you had to get rid of all outside details and focus only on your body, your breathing, and repeating what you just did. Right now, the bowling alley was pretty full, so maybe the whole neighborhood was there. She could hear people talking, laughing over drinks, kids playing chase between the grown-ups' legs. Not a lot of bowling was going on. Just one lane over, there was a group of guys who might have been bowling, but mainly seemed to be watching her. She figured they were watching her because maybe she was a woman who was just shy of 6 feet, with long hair, smooth skin, and eyes that took in everything. She was what some people called ripped, in that she was muscular but not large muscles, just tight against the skin. She had been compared to Linda Hamilton in those Terminator movies. Some guys liked it, but other guys did not so much. But, along with all that, she figured they were watching because she was also about to throw for her 7th strike. For some of the guys, it was the strike they were curious about, but one guy in particular caught her eye, and she was pretty sure she caught his. All right, she thought, enough of that. She took a deep breath and relaxed all the parts of her body that were not involved with what she was about to do. She visualized her motion, then exhaled her breath and moved, flowing smoothly over the floor, letting the weight of the ball drop down and swing back. She helped it go a bit higher behind her, then pushed slightly as the ball swung back. At the last moment, she added a slight backhand twist as the ball separated from her hand. She smiled to herself and turned around. She knew it was a strike, and the ensuing explosion confirmed it. Plus, the group of guys and several other spectators applauded. The one guy she liked moved toward her, a little shyly but still willing to risk it. 7 strikes in a row. That's pretty good. I mean, it's great. He smiled as she walked back to the ball rack, where the ball would be shot out from the pneumatic ball return. There was a small breeze coming up from the center of the ball receptacle, and she dried her hand over it. Yeah, she said, I'm doing all right. I'm Tim, he said. He put out his right hand to shake. She smiled at him and put out her left, not wanting to jinx anything by having her bowling hand touch anything but the ball. Johnny, she said back. I know, Tim said. Heck, everybody here knows. The ball shot out of the hole and rolled around the rack until it rested under Johnny's hand. She felt a nice chemistry between her and Tim and thought the evening held promise. You ever bowl a 300? Tim asked. It's funny, Johnny said. A 300 is 13 strikes, right? Well, one time I bowled 13 strikes in a row, but I started in the 5th frame of one game and ended on the 5th in the next game. In an actual game, my best is 272. Tim whistled appreciatively, and some of his friends grunted in agreement. Well, don't let me stop you. He stepped away, and his friends and a lot of the people around leaned forward a bit in anticipation. Johnny picked up the ball and felt her fingers into the holes, making her and the ball one piece. Hey, Tim, she called. Maybe later you and I could have a drink or something? Tim's friends pushed Tim and laughed good-naturedly, and Tim nodded happily. Satisfied, Johnny decided to focus on bowling. She stood at her mark and took a deep breath. She could hear people murmuring, the kids playing, conversations having nothing to do with bowling a little further away. She was slowly pushing those sounds down when a door got slammed open and a very deep hush descended on the crowd. Of course, Johnny thought wryly, one of the best games I've played in a while, and this has got to happen. She sighed, not too disappointed because she was about to do her favorite thing. She had been holding the ball directly under her eyes, aiming at the pins beyond. Now she lowered the ball to chest level and turned around.